This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. Here's a question for you. Where do tornadoes come from? It's not a riddle or a trick, although the answer may seem obvious. The sky, right? Well, evidently that's not the case. In fact, the opposite might be true, that tornadoes come from the ground up, not the sky down. That's a claim made by a new paper whose authors include Jana Hauser. She's an atmospheric scientist at Ohio University. Professor Hauser, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us how you formed some of the ideas about tornado formation that you lay out in this paper.
Sure. Well, the ideas themselves are not necessarily new. There has been basically conflicting evidence and conflicting theories for quite some time, even dating back to the 1960s and 70s, basically trying to tack down exactly how tornadoes form, and specifically the evolution of the rotation associated with tornadoes. So back in the 70s, there was some observational evidence along with some numerical modeling that basically suggested that tornadoes might form from the cloud and descend to the surface, basically like what your eye would see with a funnel cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also another theory that was kind of in conflict with that, which is that the rotation might actually start lower, like close to the ground, and build upward with time. So really what I wanted to do was to look at these two different hypotheses with a new instrument that was capable of retrieving data very quickly. So we're talking about like every 30 seconds or so compared to every 5 minutes, which is what the typical weather service radar is able to detect.
How interesting. So does your paper and the technology that has been formed now sort of put an end to the two hypotheses? I mean, oversimplified, you know, ground uppers and cloud downers, or is there still some questions remaining?
So the biggest issue that we have with our study is that it has a relatively small sample size. So we looked at four specific studies, four specific tornadoes, and we found that none of those four tornadoes were associated with this top-down process that was evident in the radar data. Now, I do want to take a quick second, if I can, to point out that there's actually a difference between what the funnel cloud is doing and what we are observing in our radar data. So some people will see a funnel cloud starting in the sky and then sort of visually see it coming down to the ground. But what we're not seeing is the rotation and the invisible motion of the air that's oftentimes actually already present at the ground. So getting back to your original question, I don't know that we can, you know, for sure stamp out the top-down theory, but we are getting increasingly stronger evidence that if it is occurring, it is certainly not occurring at the rates and frequency that it once was thought to occur.
What are sort of the practical implications of this? I mean, can it help us, be safer in how we build or be safer in how we react to tornadoes when they are forming?
Yeah, there are really kind of two angles to answer that question. So from the immediate, you know, National Weather Service forecaster who is trying to issue a tornado warning based on the observational data that are coming in and the radar data that they have access to. And actually, this finding is a little bit disheartening because it implies that we need to have very good observation of basically the lowest, roughly 100 meters or so. So lowest couple hundred feet of the ground in order to be able to detect a rotational signature that is going to imply that a tornado might soon follow. Unfortunately, the instruments that we have, the National Radar Network that is installed in our country, in most cases is going to be too far away to actually even observe these low-level rotation trends. So this finding in that sense is not particularly encouraging for people who are trying to issue warnings. Now, the bigger picture here is that what ultimately we are trying to do is we're trying to kind of dissect the tornado formation process itself. So in one sense, we're making a step forward. I'm not claiming to have solved this problem by any means, but we're making a step forward. As we can do that, we might be able to better position ourselves to figure out why certain storms produce tornadoes while other storms in very similar environments don't. And ultimately, that's a bigger challenge right now facing forecasters and saying, okay, we have these five supercells. Which one is going to produce the tornado? Well, if we can have a more full comprehensive understanding of that tornado formation process, then we can perhaps better be able to discern which of those three storms might actually end up producing a tornado.
Jana Hauser is an atmospheric scientist at Ohio University. Professor Hauser, thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.